been so many on the very local level. There was Rabbi Malecki from South End Synagogue, who was effectively fired, and the shul went into liquidation, and the shul's now reopened as another synagogue. Rabbi Malecki is currently in New York, and South End Synagogue effectively deteriorated and then rebuilt a Kehilat Kadima. There was also the Friends of Refugees of Eastern Europe Synagogue in Bondi, which wasn't allowed to be built by the Land and Environment Court. And then you go to some of the bigger things around the world. You know, more than 600 Australians went to Israel in July for the Maccabiah Games to compete in sport against Jews from across the world. They were supported by hundreds of Australian friends and family, and it was an absolute, absolutely amazing event. We had Frank Lowy received a knighthood from the Queen, which is always very exciting. And, of course, we lost Australia's greatest ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, who retired from that role and moved back to Australia, where he now resides in Sydney. So certainly there's been some amazing things around the community, locally and overseas. Of course, there's other things, including a call to extradited terrorists from Jordan, and that's been pushed by Michael Danby, a member of Parliament. We had, of course, every year there's Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, and they were emotional events this year, and things we'll always remember. But then there's the great things, you know. There's a little boy from Bondi, I believe. His surname is Goodman. I can't remember his first name offhand. But his parents had to take him to hospital regularly, and the cost of parking was exorbitant. So he went to his local MP and said, "Bring down the cost of parking in hospitals." And the government acted, and parking at Sydney hospitals for people who go regularly for medical needs is cheaper because of one young Jewish boy. And it's just amazing the things that one person can do to change the world.
It is amazing. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened in the Jewish community last year? There were lots of news, but anything that will have an impact for the coming year?
I think the biggest thing that happened that will, I guess, change our community moving forward is think of the Labour Party conference, where Bob Carr fought very hard to get a motion through that was extremely anti-Israel. And that was carried across in the South Australian Labour, Queensland Labour, Victoria Labour, not so far behind. And I think in New South Wales, there was a pushback against him. And the motion that went through, while I wouldn't say it was unbelievably supportive of Israel, it was reasonably balanced. And weeks after that, the South Australian Parliament then overturned the previous motion condemning Israel. And I think in the years to come, we could look back on that as a turning point for the community. I think Israel has always had bipartisan support, and hopefully that will continue.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, have you got any wishes for the new year? If you can reveal, what would you wish for the Jewish community?
My greatest wish is that the front cover every week is a positive story. Because we, the Jewish News, don't make up the news. We can't fabricate things, and we can't create bad news. We simply cover what happens in the community. So my wish is that it's only positive news, that we every week can cover something exciting happening in the community. For example, once the new year starts, in October there is a capital appeal for Mount Sinai College, which is very exciting. A school where I went when I was a young boy, and they're trying to revitalize it and freshen it a little bit. And next year we'll have UIA and JNF fundraisers and WITSO in every organization. And my hope is that there's only good news, so the front page of the paper every week is filled with something else exciting and something we as a community can be proud of. Starting in November, where the Jewish News and this week the New South Wales Jewish Board deputies have openly called for the community to support same-sex marriage.
Joshua, before I let you go, what were the main news in the past week in the Jewish community?
The biggest news this week was that the New South Wales Jewish Board deputies on Tuesday night at its monthly plenum pledged to support same-sex marriage. They said that it is a fair right. They said that everyone really should support it. They did recognise that rabbis need to be protected as well. And that while they support same-sex marriage, they support the rabbis' right not to have to conduct the marriages. And it was a very fair and balanced resolution. And I can tell you that President Jeremy Spinak, whose wife is in hospital awaiting twins, wrote the motion, and he wasn't able to attend because of the twins. But when he found out only one person objected to the motion, he was shocked. It was an unbelievable meeting. I was there. There was overwhelming support. And it's just a sign that the religious people in our community certainly have a place. And they have a right to vote against same-sex marriage. And I believe they have a right to do so without being attacked. But it's a sign that the general Australian Jewish community completely supports the rights of homosexual people to be able to get married just like the rest of us, as I intend on doing in January.
Joshua Levi, deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News, Gmar Chatima Tova, and all the best. Have a great week.